Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
There's a lovely story going around in the last while of a midwife from Afghanistan and her husband and three young children who are coming to Cork. Either this week, they may already be here. They've escaped the Taliban because the midwife is a human rights activist, and or a women's rights activist in particular. She's called Nuria. She's spent the last few months in hiding in Kabul after the Taliban came to her house and threatened to return and come back and kill her and her husband and their boys. And a man in Cork offered them a chance to stay in his house. It's a remarkable story. Mary Papin is a friend of the family. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about Nuria and her family.
Good morning.
Could you tell us about your friend Nuria, please?
Yeah, of course. Firstly, I'd just like to say, obviously, that this is Nuria's story. It's her family's story, but there's still, plenty that I can share, maybe on a high level, and maybe we look forward to Nuria giving us more her side of the story or her accounts of the story another time. But Nuria, she worked as a senior regional midwife in Afghanistan, and that involved her traveling around Afghanistan, including into areas that were controlled by the Taliban. So she's an impressive woman. Essentially, she was choosing to go through very dangerous areas on a day-to-day through war zones, to provide help to the people that needed the help. So she, in particular, was providing reproductive health care education and training to women and, working specialized in maternity care and family planning. And she worked with various organizations, organizations that we would have heard of, for example, the Red Cross, USAID, and John Hopkins. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're okay.
And it's worth noting too that since the pandemic hit, she was involved in the COVID response, and she was recently trained in the use of medical ventilators. But it was her work advocating for women's rights and the work that she did that made her a target of the Taliban and, put her family in danger.
Yeah. Now talk to me about the man who has offered to share his home with her and her family, because it's an incredible gesture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I'd happily talk about Colin Brosnan. He's the loveliest man. So just to give you a bit of background, as part of the program, the refugee program, you're required to kind of show that the family will have a place to stay for the first year. So, we're looking to the community for someone to essentially volunteer their house for a year to host the family. And Colin is a friend of my partner's mum, a good friend of, and he volunteered. So Colin is 72 years old, and he's widowed for the last 6 years, and he volunteered he's the nicest man. I've been talking to him regularly, and he talks really fondly of his late wife Geraldine Murphy, who was a teacher from Mayfield, and by all accounts she sounds like an incredible person, a really good person. And from what I understand, this is a tribute to her, the kind of goodness and the good work that she did, and he would just like to carry that on. So by all accounts, he's also a very good person, yeah. Do you know?
sounds yeah. It, doesn't he? Mary, I don't think, you know, you can watch it on television, you can read the newspaper, you can listen to documentaries, but I don't think we can possibly comprehend the reality on the ground, can we, at the moment in Afghanistan?
No. It's unfathomable. Their journey and the decision to have to leave. They didn't really have a choice. There was the Taliban came to their house and searched the house and threatened to kill them. So they really had no choice. They had to evacuate. So we can't understand, you know, what that must be like to have to leave everything behind.
How did they get out?
Sorry?
How did they get out?
So initially the family went into hiding. They went in to a friend's house in Kabul, but it was still incredibly dangerous for them. So what they had to do was create fake IDs. And with those fake IDs, they went to the border in Pakistan where they were tried to cross. But actually it was there that the Taliban held them overnight. And during this night, in the middle of the night, they woke the family and they took the 7-year-old boy, which it's hard to comprehend what that must have been like for the family. But they took the 7-year-old boy to question him, just to check the story, the validity of the story.
And, questioned a 7-year-old child.
Yeah, I know. I have a 7-year-old. I can't quite think what that must have been like. But yeah, he's an impressive kid. Somehow, he was able to recall the story well enough, and thankfully, they were allowed to cross the following day into Pakistan. I mean, obviously, they're not completely safe there either. So they did spend a bit of time there, and actually it's worth mentioning they did all of this not knowing that they were going to get refugee status or asylum anywhere else. It was just an act of desperation, do you know? So yeah,
and then they managed to get to Ireland. Explain the program, because I'm sure we did cover it on the program on the Opinion Line before, but explain the program that allows them to come here. How does that work?
Yeah, sure. So I'm learning myself, but it's
Irish refugee protection. Yeah.
Exactly, and I mean that's offered them to come now to be, you know, to live here as everybody else lives here. Mm. There's a lot initially for them to go through. You know, it's a lot of red tape, a lot of paperwork, yeah. And that's where in particular, too, we look to the community to help support and help the family adjust. And that's definitely been happening, which has been wonderful.
Yeah.
But it was just through the help of certain people in particular, like, even from the beginning when we were appealing for the family to get this kind of status, or, we appealed to, my partner's family as well, to different TDs, MEPs and local councillors, and it was the Green Party councillor Oliver Moran who took up the cause. And we're just really thankful for that. And yeah. and then from there
how did they travel here in the end? There are no direct flights obviously from that part of the world to Ireland, so how did they get here in the end?
Do you know what? I'm not entirely sure of the flight pattern.
Yeah.
But they arrived in Dublin, yes.
Okay, and so they're in Dublin. When are they due in Cork, do you know, Mary?
I beg your pardon?
When are they due to come to Cork and settle into this lovely house they've been offered?
Yeah, sure. So they actually arrived last night.
Oh,
so Colm Yep, and some family friends picked them up last night from, they'd been staying in a center for 2 weeks quarantining.
Sure.
So, yeah, they arrived in the house last night.
Fantastic. Now, you set up a GoFundMe for them because, look, settling in a new country when you've had to leave everything you own virtually behind you is difficult. So you set up a GoFundMe.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, as you said, it's just because they've had to leave everything behind. So, this is the first time I've set up a GoFundMe, and there's been a fantastic response. I think because I set up the fund, I'm able to see all the messages that come in.
Yeah.
And there's been, it's quite heartwarming. There's a lot of beautiful messages that have come in, offers of support. I mean, not everybody can donate, but it's a credit to the Cork community. They're, I have to say, exceptional people. There's just, you know, people wishing the family well, prayers, offering, you know, clothes, offering to connect into the community. And I would just like everyone to know that actually all these messages I'm sharing with the family, sure. I intend to make sure they see them. I think it's important to let them know that they are being this welcome.
You set a target of €1,000. I checked the GoFundMe at 8 a.m. And have you any idea how much is in there?
Yeah, over five.
Over 5,000 euro.
Yeah.
it's remarkable, and it's such a... I guess that would be so much relief to them that you can actually hand this money to them and say, welcome to Cork, now settle in.
Yeah, it's just, it's so great. It will really, really help them. Thank you.
And that line has just gone again as she was thanking everybody who's donated, and in particular to the man who has donated room in his house, which is quite a remarkable gentleman. His name is Colm Brosnan, and he has allowed them to move into his house with him for a year. And the people who've given up money to the GoFundMe, which now stands at 5,210. Mary, thank you.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.